Hey guys, welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. Today I have a very special episode for you. This is some audio that I extracted from a video posted inside one of my coaching groups, the Flexible Dieting Coaching Group, earlier this week, talking about how to approach the festive season and make sure that we're still seeing progress. So making sure that we're still building lean muscle mass, or we're still trying to lose fat over the Christmas and New Year break. You know, Thanksgiving has just come and gone in the US. I'm sure there's plenty of Christmas parties coming up at this time of the year. In Australia, it's summer, so there's more summer events. People are catching up over drinks and a bit of extra food and stuff like that. And, you know, in the past, I would be worried about this time of the year. I'd be feeling guilty. I'd be stressed out. But now that I know how to approach this properly and how to approach this with an actual plan of attack and a foolproof method to make sure that I'm still going to be, you know, working towards my goals, whether that is fat loss or whether it's muscle gain, there's no stress. And, you know, that's extremely important. And you should be able to enjoy the way you eat. You should be able to enjoy the way you train. And you should also know exactly why you're doing what you're doing to see the results that you're after. So this little bit of audio coming up, as I said, did come from a video inside my group. So keep in mind some of the stuff I talk about, maybe relating to people inside the group or things that go on inside the group. But if you do want access, I will put the link in the show notes below. It's less than $1 a day to join the coaching group, where you get my one-on-one personal nutrition coaching and training recommendations, supplement recommendations. And, you know, we try and keep it as interactive as possible. So hope you take some value from today's episode and let me know if you like the different style. As always, hit that subscribe button if you haven't already, and please do leave a review on today's episode if you take some value from it. I'm going to leave it to you guys. Enjoy the show. Hey, what's up guys? As promised, I thought I'd make this video to talk you through how we are going to approach the festive season. So I'm talking, you know, Thanksgiving if you're in America. I'm talking Christmas parties, any summer events, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, birthdays, whatever's coming up. And this is stuff that you can use moving forward as well. I'm going to be going into a great amount of detail coming into the weeks leading into Christmas and the weeks after. So I'm going to be doing kind of like a 4-week, really intensive block inside this group in terms of almost daily workouts, daily kind of nutrition manipulations and tips and stuff like that, to help you guys out in a lot more detail, but really to kind of give you an overview or a few different tactics that you can use leading into towards the end of this year and moving forward. I thought I'd just run over two different options that I like to use if I know that I'm going to be having a day where I'm probably going to be going over my calorie intake, or I'm going to be in an environment where, you know, the food and stuff is not so much catered for someone who's trying to hit their macros, or I know I'm going to be having more than a few drinks. You know, if I go out for dinner, I'm going to have a couple of glasses of wine or a couple of beers or whatever. I'll just fit that into my daily calorie intake. That's no issues. But, you know, it's part of life. It's part of living a social life, having a social life, and everybody has a good time from time to time, where you go out and you know you're going to be having more than just a couple of beers. So, or a couple of wines, or whatever your drink of choice is. So here's a few strategies and tactics that you can use to minimize the damage and really just ease your mind, because most of the time it's mental. It's very, very hard mentally when you've been tracking your macros, you've been on track, you've been feeling great, seeing progress, and then you go out and you may go over your calorie intake, or you may go out and have a few too many drinks. And the next day, most of the time what happens is mentally you feel like shit, and physically you go and make drastic changes, which then just ultimately leads to a repeat in the near future. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. Go and do excessive amounts of cardio, reduce your calories drastically. You might train more than what you usually would during that week, and we want to minimize that. So firstly, if you do go over your calorie intake, then you need to use the goldfish mentality and just forget about it, because you can't change it. It is what it is. You probably had a good time. That's the main thing. You know, and this is a lifestyle way of eating. This is not a diet. I don't want you to see this as a 4-week diet or an 8-week diet or a 12-week diet. This is just what you're going to be sticking with for the rest of your life, because you know it's going to get you results. You know you can still enjoy food and drink and still have a social life. And that's that's the best part about this. So the next day, goldfish mentality, forget about it, move on. Go back to your normal macros, go back to your normal training. If you're meant to train, then train. If you're not meant to train, then don't train. If you really feel the need to go out and just get moving and exercise, if it's meant to be a rest day, go and do something light. You might go for a walk, go and have a hit of golf, take the dog for a walk, just go for a swim if it's hot, whatever it may be, but don't go and do excessive amounts of exercise to try and burn off the calories, okay? So strategy number one. Now, this is obviously the more sensible option, or not so much sensible, but this is where you know that even though you may be having a few extra drinks or there may be some extra calories, you could probably still keep it under control and still rein it in and make sure that you're going to be, you know, not too far above where you should be. Alana, this may be really good for you because of Thanksgiving. And I know you said that you're planning ahead, planning not to drink too much alcohol or any alcohol, and you'd rather save that for food. So this may be great for you. What you're actually going to do is just create a calorie buffer. And how you're going to do this is almost a form of intermittent fasting. So when you wake up in the morning, I want you to skip the first meal of the day, unless, of course, you're meant to be going out for breakfast or whatever with family and friends, or for whatever reason that you need to have breakfast, then that's fine. But if possible, skip the first meal of the day, have a black coffee, have a tea, drink some water, do whatever you need to do. If you're really hungry or you really feel like you need to have something, have a whey protein shake. So just stick to protein. Throughout the morning, if you do have BCAAs handy, then I would recommend using your BCAAs, so your branched chain amino acids, to help prevent muscle breakdown and keep your body in an anabolic state. What you're then going to do is keep your first meal of the day relatively light, okay? So you keep in mind, we're still trying to hit our macros, but you're just going to use up some of your protein. You maybe have a salad. Basically, the overall overview of this first strategy is trying to save as many calories as you can for the end of the day or for when your event is. So even though you may not need to track that meal, or it may be hard to track, or you may go over slightly, the damage that you're going to do is very minimal. And most likely, if you're saving up enough of a calorie buffer and you're literally just going out for dinner or having a big meal, having a few drinks, then you probably won't go over your calorie target for the day because you've saved up that much of a buffer. And that's the beauty of it. You can still go out and not even think about what you're going to have. Just have exactly what you feel like. You might feel like a burger and chips or something like that. But if you've only had protein for the first half of the day and some salad, you skipped your first meal and you've still got, you know, 3/4 of your calories left for the day, then chances are you're going to be under your calorie intake, okay? So that's obviously the first option. Try and track it if you can, but just manipulate your calorie placement for the day and your macronutrient placement. I would not even try and hit your exact macros for that day. I would focus on hitting a calorie goal and minimum protein. The carbs and fats can be whatever, as long as you stay within your calories. The second option, I find this one completely stress-free. Again, it works very similar to number one. You don't have to think about it at all. You won't even need to bring out your MyFitnessPal app if you've got a good understanding of what's in the foods you're eating. But this option, you're going to stick to 3 meals for the day, just 3. If you really know you're going to have a massive blowout that night, then maybe even try to stick to 2. Again, you're going to skip the first meal of the day, have a coffee, tea, whatever you need to do, push that out. I want you to train that morning. If you're meant to be training, train that morning. If you're not meant to be training, then like I said, do something light if you need to. But skip the first meal of the day. So your first meal that you will have will be around lunchtime. So that's what I want you to push it out to. So around about lunchtime, you're going to have a meal that's just protein, just healthy fats, and a lot of salad or veggies that are in high in volume. You're going to have that, drink plenty of water. Your second meal of the day is going to be exactly the same. Protein, healthy fats, and salad or veggies. With the fats, try and keep them minimum. So don't, just because they're healthy fats doesn't mean you can just eat a shitload of them and they don't mean that, you know, they don't do anything. They're still calories, but just try and stick to protein and fats. What you're going to do for your third meal is whatever the fuck you want. Okay, so if you're going to have some drinks, have some drinks. If you're going to have pizza, have pizza. I don't want you to think about this meal at all. The only thing that I want you to do is make sure you're getting some form of salad or veggies that's going to fill you up quicker so you're less likely to way overeat. And also get at least some form of quality protein if possible. Okay, guys, and then the rest of it, forget about it. Just enjoy yourself. And it works very similar to strategy number one, whereas you're most likely One, not even going to be over your calorie intake for the day, or two, only slightly above, and it's nothing to worry about. Because remember, our bodies don't work off a day-to-day basis. It's over the span of a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month. So if you're in a calorie deficit every single day, then by the time you get to the end of the week, you've created a pretty big deficit. So if you go over that deficit for one day, chances are at the end of the week, you're still in that calorie deficit. If you want me to go into more detail about that in another video, then I'm more than happy to do that. So there's your two strategies, guys, for the months coming up in summer or even whenever throughout the year that you come into a situation where, or a an event or an occasion where you know that you're going to be having a little bit too much to drink, or you're going to be eating a lot more than what you usually would. So there you have it, guys, two foolproof ways to approach the festive season or any event, you know, social event, an outing, Christmas, New Year's, birthday, Thanksgiving, whatever it may be, a way to ease the mind, because our mind plays tricks on us and makes us do things that we don't necessarily or typically do on a day-to-day basis. And you know what I'm talking about, it's drastic changes with nutrition and training, which ultimately leads to a bad relationship or an unhealthy relationship with food and training, which is not what we're after. What we're after is a flexible and sustainable lifestyle that we know we can control. We want to be in control. We want to be able to predict our results by manipulating our nutrition and our training and being able to enjoy it along the way. Because enjoy it, you know, the enjoyability of your training program and your nutrition plan, the way you eat, is extremely important, and that's what's going to last, that's what's going to be sustainable, is if you enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, if it's stressful, if it's limiting, if it's you know, you have to make drastic changes all the time and you don't actually know what's giving you the results, it's just a guessing game, your results aren't going to be long term, they're not going to be sustainable. So hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. It is a little bit different, but if you have any questions or you'd like more of these podcast episodes in the future, send me an email at danny@dannykennedyfitness.com. As I mentioned at the start of the podcast, the link is in the show notes below to the Flexible Dieting Coaching Group, which is less than $1 a day. Extremely awesome value for my one-on-one coaching, and you're going to learn a lot. I can promise you that. You can cancel at any time. But thanks so much for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Look forward to chatting to you again in the next episode.